Hollywood Jews hit back against pro-Gaza red hand pins at Oscars, have you no shame? By Paul Bois on February 25, 2025. A Hollywood group comprised of Jewish studio executives and filmmakers have called out those in the industry looking to wear red pins in support of Gaza at the 2025 Academy Awards. In a statement, The Brigade, a group founded in the wake of the horrific October 7 massacre in 2023, said the red hand pins from artists for ceasefire represent neither peace nor life. Today, we will not be silent, read the statement. That pin is no symbol of peace. It is the emblem of Jewish bloodshed. The Brigade responded to the artists for ceasefire group announcing the red hand pins on February 20, which coincided with the release of the bodies of the youngest hostages taken from their homes, Kafir and Ariel Bibas, 10 months and 4 at the time of their abduction and subsequent murder at the hands of their captors, per Israeli medical authorities, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The Brigade went so far as to ask, have you no shame? The red hand emblem is considered highly offensive by Israelis and Jews. Not because it calls for a ceasefire, but because its symbolism dates to the lynching of two Israeli reservists in 2000, Breitbart News clarified last month. The two Israel Defense Forces, IDF, reservists met a tragic and barbaric fate after accidentally entering the Palestinian city of Ramallah. Palestinian Authority policemen detained the two IDF reservists at a local police station, where a crowd mobbed the building and successfully demanded the Israelis' deaths. During that event, one of the lynchers, Aziz Saleh, stood at the window of the police station in which the two Israelis were killed and held his blood-stained hands out to a cheering crowd, The Times of Israel recalled on Tuesday. Artists for Ceasefire claimed in its announcement that the red pins were meant to symbolize the urgency of the call to save lives, maintaining that the orange hand conveys the beautiful community of people from all backgrounds that have come together in support of centering our shared humanity. The heart being cradled in the center of the hand is an invitation for us to lead with our hearts, always, to lead with love, it added. Read the full statement from The Brigade below. To the Red Hand supporters. We turned the other cheek when you pinned a symbol of Jewish murder to your awards lapels. We took the high road when you cried for a ceasefire that already existed before Hamas shattered it on October 7. But today, we will not be silent. That pin is no symbol of peace. It is the emblem of Jewish bloodshed. In 2000, Palestinian terrorists in Ramallah lynched two innocent Israelis, ripped them apart limb by limb, and held up their blood-soaked hands to a cheering mob. That infamous image is now your ceasefire badge. And on the very day it was discovered that the Bibas babies, innocent Jewish children, were strangled to death by the terrorists' bare hands, you asked Hollywood to wear it with pride. Is this ignorance? Or is this deliberate, calculated malice? It's not peace. You claim to see humanity on both sides. Yet you, ignore the facts surrounding the historic barbaric October 7 terror attack on Israel. Push your anti-Israel narrative even after Israel agreed to ceasefires with Hamas and Hezbollah. Refuse to condemn Hamas' grotesque, sadistic ceasefire tactics. Did you speak up when Hamas returned hostages on the brink of death, frail, bruised, and starved? Executed Israeli captives after a ceasefire was reached? Traded mutilated corpses while laughing in the faces of grieving families? Actors, actresses, filmmakers and people of our Hollywood community. Read this before you wear that pin again. Would you proudly wear the emblem of a lynching? Would you parade the symbol of people who strangled babies with their bare hands? Because that is what the red hand represents. To those who wore it without knowing, now you know. To those who knew and wore it anyway, we see you and we will not be silent. Members of the Brigade. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.